Israelis are now claiming that their forces came under fire as they boarded the ships. That's something that the protesters on board those ships are categorically denying. Whatever the circumstances, the death toll keeps creeping up, and this is turning into a major diplomatic incident.
The Israeli Navy confronted the convoy of ships in darkness, warning them to turn back.
The Gaza area and Gaza Harbor are closed.
They refused. Speedboats raced alongside, naval commandos dropped from helicopters. TV pictures show scuffles between Israeli soldiers and passengers. Gunfire in the background, passengers bleeding and injured.
Stop your resistance. They are using live ammunition.
On board, hundreds of pro-Palestinian activists and tons of humanitarian aid bound for Hamas-run Gaza, determined to beat Israel's controversial three-year blockade. Israel always said it would turn the ships back, but this operation has gone badly wrong. This is now a diplomatic crisis. In Istanbul, there were violent demonstrations outside the Israeli consulate. In Jerusalem this morning, government spokesmen are in damage limitation mode.
The organizers are well known for their ties to global jihad, Al-Qaeda and Hamas.
The convoy will be towed into an Israeli port later, when the full extent of the casualties will become clear.
In the meantime, international criticism of Israel is growing almost by the hour. Even the moderate Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has called this incident a massacre. He's called for 3 days of Palestinian mourning. Israeli security forces, George, have gone on high alert.
Okay, Simon.